Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And as always, I am so happy that you are here, that again, you are giving me some of your time, and I truly, truly appreciate that. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that your week has been going well and things have been good for you, because I want to talk to you about some of that, and some of that involves blessings and blessings in your life and how we look at blessings in our life, if we look at blessings in our life. Some people never look at the blessings in their life. I'm sure that you have been in situations, because I have, where you've met people throughout your life who, for some reason, always tend to find the negative in something, right? They find the downside of a thing. They never seem to find the positive side of something, anything. It could be anything at all. And they just pout about it. And so those people create more negativity in their life. So what we want to do is we want to grow, and we want to grow and bring more positive experiences into our life. And the way to bring more positive experiences into our life is to recognize, acknowledge the blessings that are constantly being given to us. So today I'm going to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And this episode is about blessings. I am blessed. Growing up, my family blessed the food that we were about to eat and all the people who made the meal possible. As a child, I blessed my family and friends as I said my bedtime prayers. I understood even then that blessings has a magnetic quality. As I bless my day, my family, and my friends, and all that is encouraging or promising in my life, I attract even more good. Living with awareness of being blessed means I choose to begin each day acknowledging my good fortune. I take time to express gratitude to others, to life, and to God for all the extraordinary good that is in my life. I am truly blessed. And so it is. And so we were talking about the people who seem to never find anything good to focus on in their life. Those people can be very draining, right? Because they don't see the blessings that are constantly being given to them. And so what we need to do is we need to stop and look and say, am I looking at my life through the lens of that glass being half full or through the lens of that glass being half empty? Because that continues to propel in your life what you will receive. As you bless things, as you bless your experiences, even if they're sour experiences, you know, even if you had a relationship and it went wrong, it just didn't work out. He or she wasn't the man you thought they were. They weren't the person you thought initially when you felt that spark and you met them. Right? You thought this would be a great relationship, a good match, and it didn't go the way you thought it would go. You have a choice. You can sit and you can be bitter and you can blame that person and you can say, oh, he was just awful. She was just awful. They did me wrong. And they may have. They may have been awful. They may have done you wrong. But out of that experience, find the blessing in it. Because the blessing in it may be that you have found that what you don't want in your life is someone who's controlling. Or maybe you don't want someone in your life who's jealous. or you don't want someone in your life who is closed-minded. There's a reason that relationship did not pass, did not filter through, did not progress, did not grow. There's a reason. And in that reason is the blessing. That's the blessing. That's the part of it you need to dig through and get. You know, initially you'll be hurt. We're all hurt when things don't go our way and we're disappointed, whether it's a job, a love relationship, a friendship, a marriage, whatever it is. We are all going to experience disappointments in life. That is part of walking through this journey. But your job is to dig through. Don't stay on the surface, because the surface is where the emotions are. The surface is where you feel like, oh, this is just terrible. This is awful. How could he do me this way? How could she do me this way? That's the surface. You got to get past the surface and dig down and look for that blessing in there, because it's in there. This experience came to you for a reason. You are experiencing this for a reason. I have a story I want to share with you about a friend. And this friend was adopted, okay? And she was brought into a family that already had children in this family. And she was one of the oldest, because when she was brought in, her age, she was older than the children, the biological children of this family. And she always felt like Cinderella. You know, she complained to me that she felt like they just did her wrong and they made her do all the hard work and the younger kids didn't get to do anything. And she just felt like they just did her wrong. And she was bitter about it. I mean, she was always bitter about it. And what I tried to get her to see, and sadly, I'm not sure that she ever did, but what I tried to get her to see was that the blessing was that the family that you couldn't be with, you got a new family. See, I mean, you can blame the new family and say, oh, how awful they were, but they took you in. They took you in when your own family could not provide for you. So where we need to focus in is the good that came out of that. Somebody wanted me. Somebody took me in. Somebody nurtured me. Somebody put food on the table for me to eat and a coat to wear. Somebody did that. That's the blessing. Not the what didn't happen, what should have happened, what couldn't happen. The blessing is what did happen good for you. So sometimes we need to take time and just shift our thinking. Shift our thinking, shift our view, shift our thoughts about what we have, and being grateful and thankful. Start your day. But when your feet hit the floor, you roll out of that bed, start your day saying thank you for your blessings that you've already received yesterday and that you're going to receive today. And it may be something really simple. It may be something really, really simple. You may be going to the grocery store and someone says, hey, do you need a cart? Because all the carts are scarce and people don't have, there's no carts out there. Would you like a cart? That's a blessing. Somebody might just look at you and kind of nod, like acknowledging that you exist on earth. That's a blessing. So start to count your blessings. Start to realign your focus. Start to realign your vision. Start to realign how you view the world. And start to view the world in a way that is positive, that is uplifting for you. And the way for it to be uplifting for you is to be grateful and to count the blessings that you currently have. And so until we meet next time, and I do hope you come back, I have many more episodes I'd like to share with you. I wish you nothing but blessings.